I was hoping that would be a little louder, but it was the voice of Neil Armstrong on the moon, the Apollo 11 moon landing, 50 years ago this week. And so there's, yeah, it's been a lot of coverage of it. It's been a lot of fun. And something that you may not know is that Ford had an awful lot to do with being able to hear those words and so much more. Joining us right now, he's sort of the historian, if you will, at the Ford Motor Company. He's the archives and heritage brand manager there, Ted Ryan. Ted, good morning.
And good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us. I don't think most people realize how instrumental Ford was in the moon landing.
Even a lot of our own employees, as I've been telling this story, have been surprised to learn the role that we played.
Well, how did you find out? I mean, obviously, you're in the archives all the time and reading stuff, but how did you happen onto all this?
Well, in the fourth quarter of each year, I prepare a list of all the anniversaries for the upcoming year, what cars were introduced, what models were done, what, you know, what happened in corporate history. And in this particular one, it was I knew that Ford Philco had played a huge role in building Mission Control. It actually had built Mission Control. So I began to flag that for our associates and to be able to tell the story of what we did and how we did it and why we did it.
And it's a great story to share it with us.
I will. In 1961, Ford bought Philco. Ford actually had an aerospace division in the 50s. Philco had invented a miniaturized transistor, which enabled satellite communications. We can thank Philco for that. And the two combined entities, Philco Ford, bid on and won the contract to build Mission Control, first in Cape Canaveral, the one everybody knows, and then Mission Control and Johnson Space Center. And it was more than just build Mission Control. It wasn't bricks and mortar. Other contractors did that. Ford did the conceptual layout. We did extensive studies to design a system that could present massive amounts of data for quick decision-making by the mission controllers. So we laid over 60,000 miles of cable. At one point, it would have the largest television switching unit in the world. And the visual image that you have, the giant map on the screen, the blinking lights, the analog data, all of that was designed by Ford to present and monitor the data on the spacecraft and the astronauts. It was built in 1965, and then Ford rebuilt it for the space shuttle later as Ford Aerospace.
That is absolutely incredible. And think of that amazing technology in 1969, for crying out loud.
It's stunning. And there was a fantastic quote at the time where they said Mission Control Center had to be designed to do things that had never been done before, but because there wasn't time to wait, built with electronic technology available in 1960. Think of the ingenuity required, the determination to present to NASA a system that was going to work, because lives were on the line. We had to make sure that we could monitor the health of the astronauts, that the navigation data was going. One of the scariest moments was Apollo 8, when it was the first time ever the spaceship had gone around the moon, and you lose transmission contact with the spaceship when it does that, and you have to regain it when it comes around on the other side.
Yeah.
And that was a huge test that they passed. So it was stunning work by Ford Motor Company.
I guess so. And like you said, even people that work for Ford today don't know how instrumental Ford was.
It's interesting. We're doing a big employee celebration on Friday. And as part of that, my messaging is so simple. You know, Ford has the same spirit of innovation today that we brought to the Apollo program. Only we're doing different things. We're investing in battery electric vehicles. We're investing in hybrid. We're going to have an autonomous business fleet to scale in 2021. We're doing all of these things that are cutting edge, and we've done it before, so I know that we can do it again. It's a simple message of we've always been this. It's in the DNA of the Ford Motor Company to create and to do things that have never been done before, and we're going to do it again.
There you go, just like the moon landing. Interesting stuff. Ted, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.